control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We will give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
So we're going to talk about the Girl Scout story that we didn't get to last night. But first, I want to say that I've been watching the Agora I.O. conference throughout the day today, and I am very pleased with how well things have turned out. The speakers have been very good so far, and there have been people actually tuning in live to watch and interact, which is great. Michelle, you weren't here last night when we talked to George Donnelly, who's the organizer of the Agora I.O. conference. Are you familiar with it?
Not really.
Well, what he's done is, because the Free State Project was unable to put on the Liberty Forum this year, unfortunately, mm-hmm. which, by the way, I hear rumors that it's coming back next year.
Okay.
And so because that didn't happen this year, one of the things that we've seen in this movement, the Liberty Movement, is that when somebody drops the ball on something, and in many cases, two people pick up the ball and run with it. Like things,
right.
When things seem to be going bad, they end up getting better because something new arises from the ashes, so to speak, the phoenix, mm-hmm. if you will. And in this case, this is an unconference, which means that nobody actually has to go anywhere. You don't have to get up, go to a hotel in some other city, pay for airfare, take the time and the effort to actually physically move yourself to another location to be at a conference. This one, you can just do it from your living room. And so one of the perks of that, I mean, obviously the downside is you don't get to physically interact with people and press the flesh, etc. But on the positive side, it also means that you can get a wider variety of speakers for virtually no cost, because we're using the internet to bring people together. You can have all kinds of people. So there have been a few times where at the Liberty Forum, someone has had to cancel. A speaker has had to cancel because mm-hmm. something came up with their family or something happened to where their plans had to change. They couldn't make it. In this case, everybody can make it unless there's some sort of technological difficulty mm-hmm. preventing them from being a part of this. And so all day long, there have been three channels of speakers from 9 a.m. this morning through 7 o'clock tonight. So right before we started the show is when it pretty much wrapped up. Maybe it was like 6. But anyway,
everybody has to take a break so they can watch Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, all day long, all day this has been going
on. At cam.freetalklive.com.
Right, with three channels, just speaker after speaker after speaker. So if there's somebody on one channel you're not interested in, there are two other people on other channels that you could tune into, and it's worked out.
And like what happened at the CAC, the Keen Activist Center, yes, is a group of people got together to participate. And so you still got to rub flesh.
Exactly. So really, as somebody put it,
what was going on at the CAC when you were there?
It was the best of both
Press
worlds.
Flesh.
Sounds the same to me.
Yeah, and apparently the Keen Activist Center wasn't the only place. George Donnelly reported that there were about at least five that he knew of similar parties that were taking place across the country where people could gather at one central location. And there were definitely people doing that as well. It's going on all the rest of the weekend. Tomorrow there are various different people speaking there, and if today's success was any indicator, tomorrow and the Sunday could be even bigger. I mean, mm-hmm. considering that Friday may be a business day for a lot of people, a lot of people are at work, mm-hmm. maybe a lot more people will be able to attend live tomorrow and the following day. And of course, if you missed today's speakers, and I really enjoyed Mark Stevens, of course I'm a personal fan of his work, he was on at noon today. Maybe you were busy at noon, you couldn't make it. Well, it's there, it's archived up on the Agora.io website, and that is agora.io. So, agora.io.
It's not .io.
It's I-O.
Okay.
Yeah. So, instead of .com, it's mm-hmm. agora.io.
Mm-hmm.
And so, all of the speeches are already up on the site, so you can go
really
and watch
exciting.
Any one of them. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no entry fee or anything like that.
Right.
So, it's really, George Donnelly has done an incredible job here today.
He's a doer.
Yeah.
He is a doer. Dynamic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm glad that FreeKeen.com is the top sponsor of the entire conference.
You know, I really felt like this Agora.io could go one way or the other, and I think that it's...
like a total bomb or total success?
Yeah. It really had the opportunity to be a bomb. There's a lot of live
stuff. T-Mark.
It had the opportunity. There's a lot of live stuff on the internet that can fail. This hasn't.
Well, look at the Ustream. I mean, most of those channels, most people aren't watching them, right? I mean, there are all kinds of live content.
There's somebody performing on Ustream, and if they have their shirt on, the chances are good nobody's watching.
Mm-hmm.
So, some people are watching Michelle even with her shirt on. But, this is 50 people. If imagine, on the internet, I suppose 50 people it doesn't seem like that many. But if you had 50 people in a conference, that's worth flying to. People do that all the time.
You know, and maybe next year we can get Rebecca Black to come sing the intro and get 4 million views.
I would go to see that. I'm just amused.
So, again, this is going on all weekend long. You can go to agora.io to see what else is going on. I know that Dr. Mary Ruart has yet to speak, and I won't be able to see that live. I'll be probably still in the movie theater as I go to see Sucker Punch this weekend.
Yeah, you're excited about that.
I'm very excited. It has been panned. The critics hate it.
Which means something good to you.
Which means it could be awesome. I'm looking forward to that. But
well, the effects are going to be phenomenal no matter what, and that seems to be your favorite thing.
No, that's not true.
I signed up to go also, and I have no idea what it's about.
Well,
to go to Sucker Punch?
Yeah.
The storyline seems a little disjointed anyway, so it should be interesting.
No, I'm not just about effects. In fact, effects, you need to have a good plot and entertaining movie, Mark.
But then what about the critics? I mean, they don't know what plots and entertainment's about?
Sometimes I like what the critics have to say, and sometimes I don't. So Dr. Mary Ruart's going to be speaking. Jason Talley, our friend from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, will be talking about being the media in your community. That's also going to be on Sunday. Mama Ali, also a friend of Free Talk Live, is going to be giving a presentation about underground business marketing. Which I think will be very interesting. Carlos Miller on Saturday from Photography is Not a Crime. Great blog, great blogger. That guy has been in the midst of the police harassing photographers, and I'm sure he'll have very interesting things to say. In fact, he'll be speaking right before I am. We're both speaking on the media channel. There's a creative media, three different channels, one Agorism, the other Peaceful Evolution, which, of course, FreeKeen is sponsoring, and the third channel, Creative Media. So Carlos is speaking before I am, which I'll be talking about the subject of pirate radio. John Bush, also going to be talking. Larkin Rose. I've got huge competition, too. Like, John Bush and Larkin Rose are across from me.
Yeah, well, who else were they going to put across? Is it fair to just go put any old buddy across from those guys?
Pete Eyre will also be speaking the hour after me on Effective Activism, Foundation to Impact. And then they gave Larkin Rose a second hour, so Pete Eyre's up against Larkin Rose as well. Corey Moore, the host of Voice of Radical Dissent, will be speaking. Our very own Carla from, you hear Carla once a month here on Free Talk Live on the She Talk Live. She's also now the president of the Free State Project, the brand new president of the Free State Project. You look confused, Michelle. You did not know that, apparently.
I didn't.
Well, she is.
And now you do.
Excellent news. Got some fresh blood in the Free State Project, and she'll be speaking on why the Free State Project is the solution to liberty in our lifetime. And, of course, I highly agree.
I just don't know how she can make that point.
Yeah. So it's going to be great.
My kids have been on break for the last 3.5 weeks mm-hmm. from school, and mm-hmm. they had a break for 3.5 weeks at Christmas. My entire life shuts down. I don't know any information. I don't learn any information.
Just running after them the whole time.
No, it's more like I'm in college on spring break myself. So I was aware that Carla was interested in that, but congratulations to her.
Yeah, also tomorrow morning, George Donnelly will be back on CAN, the man who put the whole conference together, talking about We Won't Fly, which, as you may recall, he also was responsible for. He and Jim Babb from Philadelphia mm-hmm. put together the We Won't Fly campaign and made a huge splash in national and international media this past November when different groups around the country...
The opt-out day.
Right. Went to National Opt-Out Day and held protests around at various different airports. So, again, much to see. And I've only given you a taste of what's on the schedule for tomorrow. You can head over to agora.io to see it for yourself. That's agoro.io. And coming up, the Girl Scouts, they've been shut down again by your loving government. Mm-hmm. We'll explain what happened. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. 9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. Archives are there, so if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And then if you click into the archive section, that takes you all the way back to late 2006, all free, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator's a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their easy-to-use site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. If you do, you'll get a 99.9% uptime guarantee, a 45-day money-back guarantee, and 24/7 technical support. You'll also get your first month completely free if you go to HostGator.freetalklive.com.
So then, we have told you a story not too long ago of the police shutting down a Girl Scout cookie stand. The last
the
story.
The stand or the headquarters at the
stand
in Savannah?
I don't know anything about the headquarters. Did something happen there too?
I thought we talked about that. I'm sorry.
No.
At the Savannah headquarters, the Girl Scouts were prevented from selling cookies there.
I don't know that it had anything to do with the headquarters. I don't know that.
No, that's news to me. I hadn't heard that one.
Okay.
I did hear that Savannah was the birthplace of the Girl Scouts, but I don't even know if Savannah was the place where the shutdown occurred.
No, it was somewhere else in Georgia. There was another place in Georgia. I don't recall the name of it. But anyway, they went after these girls that were selling cookies on a business owner's property who had given them permission to be there. They were out in the parking lot. They had their stand set up, and they were selling cookies to people who were willingly buying them from them. And, of course, the city
and
government...
people line up to willingly buy cookies from the Girl Scouts.
Even at $6 a box, or whatever the heck they're charging these days.
$3.75 or something.
No. It's not that cheap these days.
I think that's what I bought them at.
I don't believe it. This year?
Thin mints?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, they must have cut down the size then.
They were 15 in a box. Samoas, same as they always are.
Really? I don't believe you.
All right.
All right. So anyway, they shut down the Girl Scouts. They threatened them, and now it's happened again. This time in Kansas City, I believe. Excuse me, maybe St. Louis. STLtoday.com reporting Hazelwood, to be specific. A Hazelwood woman said her teen daughter sold the last of their Girl Scout cookies this afternoon, despite the city's warnings to cease cookie sales from a stand set up in their driveway. Carolyn Mills said the remaining 36 boxes of cookies, worth $126, were purchased around 3:15 by the Reverend George the Shoeman Hutchings. Hutchings of Manchester is known for collecting more than 156,000 pairs of shoes, trading them at 35 cents a pound, and purchasing hydraulic drilling rigs to dig water wells in Kenya. He said this after,
interesting story.
Rather, Mills said Wednesday afternoon by phone that he likes to help out the Girl Scouts and couldn't believe the city was doing something like this. Mills' daughters, Abigail, age 14, and Caitlin, 16, have run a cookie booth in their driveway for more than 5 years. On March 7th, Mills said she received a letter from Hazelwood's Code Enforcement Division informing her of a complaint about the cookie stand and warning them that selling products from their home violates city code. Mills said, "We're not making money off of this. It's for charity. We're doing it for the girls so they'll have money in their troop." Abigail, an eighth grader at middle school, said that Caitlin, freshman at high school, are members of Girl Scout Troop 570. And Mills said her daughters have fallen about 300 boxes short of their goal of 2,000 after the city told them to close the cookie booth. Tim Davidson, a Hazelwood City spokes bureaucrat, said Mills has been cautioned in previous years about selling cookies from her driveway. "That's scofflaw! How dare she? She was cautioned before, and she continued selling cookies. She continued to allow her daughters to just turn their noses up at the law, yeah, at the city ordinances written by their elected officials."
Apparently.
Who do these people think they are? Anyway, the city had sent Mills an infraction notice after a neighbor had complained to the city that the cookie booth had caused excessive dog barking and unusually high traffic volume on the street when customers stopped to park to buy cookies. The notice told Mills she had one day to comply or she would be issued a municipal court summons. Now, the bureaucrat said, "We don't want to give the impression we're cracking down on Girl Scouts selling their cookies."
Right, we would hate to give that impression, even though we are.
Yeah, even though that's precisely what we're doing.
We just have to be fair. I mean, a person can't actually run a business from their home. It's not zoned for that. And, well, even if that person is a cute little 10-year-old girl in a Girl Scout uniform that's doing things for her community and being taught about, good values, well, so what?
Wait a second, Mark. You have to understand, though, that the government is actually doing that with your best interest in mind. And
I wish they'd leave me alone.
Yeah.
I mean, I just wish they would.
But barking dogs, Mark. Parking. Traffic.
Yep, parking. I think that every home's different. If it's against the rules to park in the street, the city should enforce that. If people are parking on the lawn, then okay. If there's traffic, well, hey, what's to stop me from having a party?
Well, that's a good question. And also, what about the fact that maybe one of the reasons why they're setting up in their driveway is because they're afraid to set up on some business owner's parking lot, like the other girls in Georgia? You know, maybe that's one of the reasons they're doing this from their home, because they feel safer there, that they don't have to worry about going out and begging permission to set up a cookie booth.
Which was the argument posed in Oregon, I think it was last year. I know there have been a couple lemonade stand incidences, but this first one that I'm thinking about in Oregon, it was on a busy street corner, and the young girl was 7 years old, and people were claiming that it was abusive of her parents to even allow her to be out where, you know, she could be hit by a car, even though she was set back, you know, 20 or 30 feet from anything.
I had a friend who was always really worried about babies and roads. Like, if somebody, if somebody was walking a baby carriage along the sidewalk on a road, she'd get upset. And it was bizarre to me. As if, what, a hubcap's going to fly off and decapitate the mom? I just don't know. I mean, that baby carriage has, the parent is in more danger than the child in the baby carriage. I just don't get it.
So the bureaucrat continues on. He says, normally we just let it slide and not do anything, but since another resident made an anonymous complaint about barking dogs and a high volume of traffic, we had to take some sort of action. David said any plans to change the city code would have to be considered by the city council.
Doing our jobs, ma'am.
Girl Scout sales officially ended March 13th, and the troops were expected to deposit cookie revenues by the 17th. The organization issues troop guidelines for selling cookies, preferring door-to-door solicitation and sales from booths managed by troops over the individual booths. And Girl Scouts and volunteers sold more than 3.1 million boxes of cookies in 28 countries. Counties.
Counties and countries does look similar. You know, yeah. I know how hard it is to go door to door, and you really do worry about your children. I mean, think about it for a second. Where would you rather have your child? Would you rather have them in your front yard with a table set up selling the cookies, or would you rather have them going around door to door, ding dong, hello, mister, would you like to buy some cookies?
I'd want mine.
Sure, I'll come in. You know, what are all those padlocks for?
I'd want mine in front of you.
Did you get a bear trap off my leg? I mean, what would you want? It's crazy.
I'd rather have them in front of the grocery store. A lot more traffic there.
Indeed.
We're coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. And good for these ladies for continuing to sell, even in the threat of violence from the city.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there on the site completely free, so you may enjoy those on us. Should you like, you can enjoy things like our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact because our chat room is built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com, and it's totally free thanks to the folks over at Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're your trusted source for all your networking telecom accessory needs. Not only do they have optical transceivers, they're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. But they also have great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. They're all in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
So there's more to say here on this Girl Scout cookie story, and I'll come back to it here in a moment, but we've actually got Max on the line in Montana to start off our calls here tonight. We, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. Max, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Max in Montana.
Going once.
Max is gone. All right, then 800-259-9231. So the Girl Scout story we were just telling you, and if you're just tuning in, the news is out of St. Louis area where the city of Hazelwood, according to different news sources, has threatened a couple of Girl Scouts for selling cookies from their front yard. They're saying that it is illegal to do such business from one's home.
You know, and people would claim that because these little girls were complained upon.
Teenage girls, in this case, 14 and 16.
Fine teenage girls. Wow, they're old Girl Scouts. I don't know anything about Girl Scouts. I would guess maybe there's some equivalent to the Eagle Scout where 16-year-olds participate. I don't know. But because these girls were complained about, that it is the fault of the person that complained. And, you know, likely the cops or the code enforcing people wouldn't have known about or gone after these girls if there hadn't been a complaint. But the fact that these codes exist allow these people to complain. There shouldn't be a code for doing business from your home. I mean, if you're affecting your neighborhood or something like that, I mean, people are parking in the street. You have to have adequate parking for a business. That much is true. But that doesn't really have to do with doing business out of your home. I remember when I was getting my house, they were all concerned about, I said that I was, I work from my house, meaning I make telephone calls to people. Well, are people going to be coming by? Are you going to have adequate parking? Blah, 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 blah. Well, if somebody comes by my house, it's none of your business.
The sale of Girl Scout cookies actually started in 1917, and it started with homemade cookies made by from a recipe that a leader came up with, and they were all baked in the homes.
Yeah, can you imagine the disaster that would cause now?
Oh, my gosh.
Right. I mean, you know.
The health inspector.
Right.
The FDA would be descending like harpies on these girls.
But how many businesses can you think of that have had as much success as the Girl Scouts with, you know, a continued recipe from almost 100 years?
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, their pitchmen are pretty good. I mean, it's nice to have a bunch of little kids on your side to market your product.
I'll tell you, when I went around selling tickets for the Cub Scouts Jamboree in Bradenton, Florida, when I was in Cub Scouts, I don't know how old I was, and I think it's absolutely ludicrous that an 8 or 9 year old boy is bicycling from door to door in his Cub Scout uniform now. But yeah, you know, that's what I was doing. I sold 80 or 90 tickets, which was like 10 times what the next closest kids sold. I had no idea that I mean, they had these little crappy prizes, all of them broke, that I would have that I was going to win, and I went around and I sold those tickets door to door. And people, nobody's going to go to this jamboree that's halfway across the county.
But that's different than the cookies, though. If the cookies didn't taste good,
that's true,
then they wouldn't be able to sell them. And there have been some cookies, other than the Thin Mints and I think the peanut butter ones, they've kind of gone through and changed. Yeah, exactly. And so they respond to the market.
Indeed. There's something good about their product, there's no doubt. But Ian was pointing out at the pitchman level, and I think that some people do buy more Girl Scout cookies than they need because of
the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, the pitch girls.
That's a possibility.
The pitch midgets.
Because if I want to, I can go to the grocery store and get Keebler Grasshopper cookies, and they're essentially the same as Thin Mints. I can get those year-round. But I'll still buy the Girl Scout cookies when they come
so
by.
It's good for the community.
And the Grasshopper cookies are like half the price, too.
Now, I'm wondering, what are the tax implications?
As far as them collecting in so-called income, I have no idea.
If there's any taxes, they must pay them at the top levels.
I don't know. Good question. But I wanted to continue on this subject just to explore it a little further. But also, I found another article here with a quote from the city spokes bureaucrat that is just so golden, but they didn't include it in the newspaper piece or whatever it was we were reading first. Tim Davidson is his name, and he says that while he's heard some complaints from residents that Hazelwood is being harsh on the teens, he says that others have pointed out that one tenet of the Girl Scouts is good citizenship. He says, quote, "The fact that we did have this code in place, it's the responsibility of every good citizen to respect the laws that we have."
Well, I suppose it's the responsibility of every good citizen to just pore over these law books, too. I mean, like, how does
anybody
even know
this? Well,
no,
the law was brought to their attention, and now they must respect it, according to Mr. Davidson.
I guess so.
No, I guess not. A good individual, I'm not going to use the term citizen because I don't believe that citizens exist. It's never been proven to me.
Citizen's a terminology of ownership, and I'm not owned by anybody.
Well, it's not really a terminology of ownership. Well, it's a terminology of an agreement.
That's
where
what you say. But the agreement you talk about is completely, it doesn't exist in this world.
No, it doesn't, which is why there's no such thing as a citizen.
The application of what a citizen is a subject.
You're a subject. Then, in that case, you are owned if you're a subject. And most government bureaucrats won't call you their subject except for the police. This man would not use that term because citizen sounds so much more, I guess,
patriotic.
Highfalutin, patriotic, more important. So anyway, my point being that Martin Luther King and others, Gandhi in the past, have made it clear that you know, that the right thing to do in the case of bad laws is to disobey them.
Absolutely.
Not follow them. And that's what they did in this case. And I find that so exciting because we talk a lot on this program about how non-cooperation is one of the keys to achieving liberty in our lifetime.
And the thing that we should point out here is nothing happened to these girls. They finished selling
cookies.
Right. They're all done.
They called their bluff is what happened. They did not cower.
The bureaucrat is going, they're supposed to be good citizens, which means they have to listen to all the stupid crap that we write down. And this is, oh my God, the Western civilization is crumbling. The children are being, oh. I mean, it's pathetic.
Yeah, you lose, city. And it's nice to see the city lose on something. And they lost because this mom and her two daughters had the courage to stand up and to continue standing up in the face of these threats from the city, because they were talking about a municipal court summons could be issued in this case, which means that if mom doesn't go to court with her daughters, that they could be thrown in a cage. And if they end up being found guilty of some sort of code violation and they don't pay the fine, then mom could still be thrown in a cage. So there's real threats of violence involved in this situation. And despite those threats, despite the fear that so many people feel when it comes to what the government is demanding of them, despite that fear, they went on ahead and they sold the rest of their cookies in spite of what the city had threatened.
Yeah.
And I think that it's heroic. And I wish that we had more Americans and more people around the world that were like these folks, but specifically Americans, because Americans, for the most part, are very docile and very obedient and lazy and more than likely to just bend over for whatever the government demands.
Well, Americans have the, as opposed to most citizens, most people around the world have some kind of despotic government. Most Americans would agree with this, that they have some kind of despotic government to which they have really no recourse. Americans believe they have recourse with their government.
Absolutely.
Even while in the same breath they'll say they can't fight City Hall,
right,
that politicians are nothing but liars, that they, the government is corrupt, that Washington, D.C. is full of bad people.
But it starts with the kids, so I'm glad that this woman is teaching her daughters.
Absolutely. She says that this is teaching leadership, communication, and entrepreneurship. They're getting to know the value of money and how to keep people from ripping you off. And so good for you, Mom, and daughters as well. Yep. That's outstanding. 1-800-259-9231. Hopefully, more people will learn from their example. This is Free Talk Live. You can tell your story if you want, if you've got something related or anything else.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another. It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic, they're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95, available at chachingwisdom.com. That's CHACHING wisdom.com. Chachingwisdom.com.
fresh.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we invite you to go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $3 a month. We take that, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board with the program, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card to sign up through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. That's, once again, amp.freetalklive.com. You get stuff like the perks, like the access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to pay higher prices higher prices for goods and services? Well, you do every time someone doesn't pay their bills. That's one of the many compelling reasons that SACL CAI has been the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business, be it bank, hospital, retail store, or utility, could use some help with their collections to contain costs so they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal at SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so the toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. We've been talking about the Girl Scouts and how inspirational these two young ladies are, and their mother in the St. Louis area, the city of Hazelwood, where they were threatened by the city to stop or else, and they decided to take the or else. Mm-hmm. And see what would happen. And so far, nothing has happened. Now, I don't think that means that nothing will happen. There's still the chance, the possibility that the city could issue some sort of a citation down the line.
They do that.
Can you imagine all the Girl Scouts of America, though, getting out to protest? That would be awesome.
It would be nice. I wonder how the Girl Scouts would officially respond to this, because this wasn't, you know, an official PAC decision or anything like that, or if that's what they call the Girl Scouts, PACs. I think it's a Boy Scout thing. I'm not sure.
Troops.
Translates troops.
Yes.
Patch.
So anyway,
again, it wasn't the official Girl Scout position on this, so whether they would be supported by their fellow scouts is another question. I would hope that they would. And I just think it's interesting to question, well, what would happen if the city did go ahead and pursue their threat? Because as of right now, they've done nothing. They issued a letter to Mom, in this case, threatening her with a potential court summons if they continued selling things from their home, the front yard of their home, which
no
is where
more
they,
of this.
They
no
set
more.
Up their booth, right? And they said, you know, it's a violation of city ordinance, and we could come after you, and so be afraid. And she wasn't afraid, and she continued selling with her daughters these cookies. The
witness our terrible swift sword.
Right? So what would happen if they went ahead and issued this court summons? Do you think the city really wants to have a court battle over Girl Scout cookies? Do they really want it to go that far? Because if you non-cooperate with these people, that's where it's going to go. If you refuse to obey their demand, they could continue to escalate the situation to the point where you show up in their court in front of their robed man with the supposed ability to bring video cameras and such in there and record the proceedings. How's that going to look for them? And it already looks bad enough. The city already kind of gave itself a black eye by even issuing this summons or whatever, this threat in the first place. It wasn't a summons, it was a threat. There was news that came out immediately after that. The news was, city shuts down Girl Scouts stand. But then the follow-up story, which we read tonight, was that the stand stayed open and that they continued to violate this order. So there was an outpouring of support from people around the community for these young ladies, their ability to sell these cookies. I just wish the community would support every business owner that decided to violate these codes.
And that's really what it all comes down to is everybody thinks it's cute for kids to sell stuff at lemonade stands or the Girl Scouts to sell cookies at on their lawn and all that stuff. It's cute when kids do it. But for some reason, if an adult decides to set up a business at their home, well, they've got to follow the adult rules of the zoning and all that other stuff. The fact is, these people have no say on what goes on your property as long as you're not bothering other people. You know, if your neighbors look over and they see too many cars, that's not bothering them. They're just nosy.
Busybodies.
Busybodies. I mean, if I'm having a party, I can't have a party as long as everybody's not parked in the street.
But, Mark, we ask ourselves these questions, such as, you know, to segue for a second, how could the Jews allow themselves to be put into the ghetto? How could they allow themselves to have their guns taken away and their guns
inch
seized?
By inch. Yeah.
Exactly. And as people just, you know, incrementally forego their rights, maybe because they're not exercising them.
Sure.
You know, how many times do you hear people say, well, I don't, you know, really care if the government comes into my home, you know, via the USA Patriot Act, because I have nothing to hide.
Terrorists.
They'll assume that somehow government is equal to community. And because I want to be kind to my community, I want my neighbors around me to be respected because of my property, to be respectful of my neighbors, that somehow I have to work through the government because the government is community. It's not. The government's a bunch of busybodies that lord over everybody in the community, and that's not the same. I mean, you know, if your neighbors are upset with you for some reason, they should have the intestinal fortitude to
it's
come talk to you.
It's actually legitimized mafia, really.
There
are thugs and...
Well, it was a funny way of picking dons. Like, the mafia goes and the dons shoot each other, and we really don't have that any longer. I mean, kings used to kill kings and take their land and stuff. Mm-hmm. We don't have that anymore. It's organized crime
They're
in a really
voted,
strange
which
way.
Which makes it legitimate,
yeah, sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And voting is superior, in my opinion, to the unrest that would be created when two nobles, quote-unquote, go after each other and create all kinds of havoc and things like that.
I just like to think that there's a third alternative.
No, yeah. I agree. I'm just saying that it's superior, but only a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that that step was made 239 years ago, and people believe, or whatever it is, I mean, I don't know the exact math, but it's been some time ago, and people believe that's it. That's the step. We have we have a democratic republic here, and we need to protect it. Well, I think honestly that this
right.
Was,
so people are interested in protecting
it.
The country. We've got to protect America. And but they're not interested in protecting their own personal liberties,
mm-hmm.
which
it's crazy.
I mean, it's very backwards, and you can't possibly protect something outside of yourself, I think, unless you're willing to protect yourself.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. By the way, one more additional point on this Girl Scout story. Again, the girls in this story are fairly old for Girl Scouts, 16 and 14. However, Ms. Mills, the mom in this case, has a daughter who is 5 now. And according to the story, next year, her youngest daughter will begin selling Girl Scout cookies.
Going into brownies.
So this is not over. The city is going to have yet another chance to attempt to flex its muscle, and mom is going to have another chance to continue to stand up against them. So good on her.
Way to go, mom.
Yeah, totally awesome. If only we had more people like her, this world would be a lot more free. This country, this place that we live, would be a lot more free. Because if people start acting like free people and stop begging for permission, and this is one of the themes, it's like the whole theme to the Agora I.O. conference we were talking about at the beginning of the hour at agora.io. It's an online conference. It's going on all weekend long during the daylight hours for the most part, where the idea of the agora, or being an agorist, is to do your business, in this case, sell Girl Scout cookies, without asking for permission, without jumping through the government's hoops. That doesn't mean do things in a slipshod manner or to do things poorly or whatever. It means you provide great customer service and you do, you know, make your product up to the quality level that your customers expect, and you do it all without the government's involvement. That's the idea of a free market. That's the idea of what we're calling agorism. And this is one of the things that Mark Stevens was discussing today on his talk, which is archived over at agora.io, is that we, collectively, as Americans, need to get over our fear. This is the one thing that is holding us back. Oh, my God, they might come and take my house. Oh, they might throw me in a cage. They might send me a citation. They might take me to court. They might arrest me. And there are a lot of things to be afraid of, and the government is a scary organization. The things they can do and have done to people are intimidating.
Right.
And that's one of the things that keeps them in control, is that people are effectively intimidated by them.
That is the one question that I've been posed more than anything over, like, the last 10 or 15 years or something.
Aren't you afraid?
Regarding my tax situation. Aren't you afraid you're going to go to jail? Aren't you afraid your kids are going to be taken away? Aren't you afraid you're going to lose all your property? And my response is, well, aren't you afraid that you're going to live like a slave for the rest of your life?
Ooh, yes. Yeah, I mean, and people really do wonder about this. And you know, I was having a conversation with somebody online this week, and they were claiming that the Jewish Holocaust was the worst thing that happened in the world. You know, and it was very sort of theoretical. I'm like, well, don't you think? And I didn't like the way they put it. I'm like, well, what about slavery? I mean, it existed from the Agricultural Revolution till today. Wouldn't you rather die on your feet than live on your knees?
Good question. Let's talk more about fear here in a little bit. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.